It is the second Sunday of Advent, and today we lit the peace candle. I love this one because honestly, peace feels like that thing that we all want, but half of us, most of the time, aren't sure where to find it. The world is loud, our schedules are louder, and sometimes our own thoughts won't hush long enough for us to even catch our breath. But here's what I love about Advent. It won't let us rush straight to the cute baby in the manger without first hearing the announcement that changed everything. The night in Bethlehem, the angels didn't show up with a to-do list or a lecture. They showed up singing. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Peace, not just a nice wish, not a feeling we have to manufacture, peace as a gift, peace as a person who has already come. Now, hundreds of years earlier, Isaiah saw him coming, and he called him the Prince of Peace. He said, one day the wolf will lie down with the lamb, a little child will play beside a cobra's den, and nobody will hurt or destroy on God's holy mountain. That's the kind of peace that Jesus brings, not just quiet hearts, but a whole broken creation that's put back together. The beautiful thing? It started the moment he took his first breath in that stable. Then on the cross, he finished the job, tearing down every wall of hostility between us and God, between us and each other, making peace with his own blood. That's why Paul can look at us and say, Jesus himself is our peace. So what does that mean for us right now in the middle of this December craziness? Three simple things. Number one, we get to receive it. After the resurrection, Jesus walked into a room full of scared, scattered friends, and the first words out of his mouth were, peace be with you. He's saying the same thing to us this morning. Your sins are forgiven. The war is over. You are loved. Rest here. Two, we get to live it out. Here's what I have to be honest with you. When I first wrote this talk, I almost said, okay, everybody, let's make a little Advent resolution to be kinder and more peaceful. And then I felt like the Lord tapped me on the shoulder and said, sweetheart, that sounds like another January 1st promise that lasts until January 3rd. Because if the only time we plan to be kind is when we put it on a cute resolution list, we've missed the whole point. We shouldn't need a new year or a new sermon to decide to stop biting people's heads off or to forgive the people that we've been ignoring. Jesus didn't give us his peace so we could treat it like a seasonal goal. He gave it to us so it could start leaking out of us today, messy, real, and right now. So I'm not asking any of us to make petty resolutions. I'm asking us to make a raw, honest one. Lord, show me the one place or the one person where I'm still choosing chaos over your peace. And give me the guts to do something about it this week. Even if it's awkward, and even if it costs me my pride, or if it costs us our pride. Not a New Year's resolution, it's every day, coffee still brewing, Jesus help me, obedience. Maybe that's something that you can do too. Three, we get to carry it. The same song the angels sang over those shepherds is the song we now sing over our neighbors, our workplaces, our families. Peace on earth. We need to carry the gospel of peace everywhere. So look at the candle for a second. It's small, it flickers, but it refuses to go out because the light of the world is here and his peace is still growing. Let's pray. Prince of Peace, thank you for stepping into our mess and bringing the one thing we need the most. Quiet the noise in our hearts, heal the broken places in our relationships, and use us, regular, tired, ordinary us, to spread your steady, beautiful peace this Christmas and every single day after. We receive it, we live it, we give it away, because you, Lord, gave it to us first. In your strong and gentle name we pray. Amen.